Zane Killian, alleged crime boss Nafis Modak, and somebody else called Ricardo Morgan, appeared at the Blue Downs Magistrates Court today, charged with the murder of anti-gang unit member Charles Kinnear, who was killed outside his Bishop Lavis home last September. Kevin Brunt of Eyewitness News was in court for proceedings. Are the proceedings finished, Kevin?
A very good afternoon to you, John. Yes, more than a month after Nafis Modak was arrested, we finally have a date for bail, and that was the main issue here at the Blue Downs Regional Court, John. The defense felt that they needed more information to start with a bail application here, and they feel that the state should share more details. The prosecution then said that they cannot share all the information with regard to the investigation with the defense. It is, first of all, a very sensitive case, very serious charges against the five men in the dock, but we now have a date next Thursday. The official bail application will be heard in court, John.
Okay, and is it this three, or is it a case of these three and more names will be added to the charge sheet in the future, potentially?
The narrative from the state at this stage that the investigation is in its final stages. They are still busy conducting interviews. But yes, Nafis Modak, Zane Killian, as well as Ricardo Morgan, he's an alleged associate of Nafis Modak. The three of them are charged with the murder of plain detective Charles Kinnear, who was shot and killed outside his home last year. And then two other men are also in court. One is anti-gang unit sergeant Ashley Tabisher. He allegedly entered into a corrupt relationship with Nafis Modak and shared some of the details that the anti-gang unit has or were busy investigating Nafis Modak for. And through a second person shared these details for payment with Modak. And there's also Jacques Ronier. He is also being charged for racketeering, as well as extortion matters. You would remember the extortion cases or the incidents that we've heard of extortion here in the city of Cape Town. Now, allegedly, Zane Killian is also linked to those cases, and that is where the first accused, Jacques Ronier, fits into the picture. The defense stated that they're now ready to proceed with bail. Today, we heard from Zane Killian's advocate, Marius Buerta. He said that he still needed information regarding a digital copy of cell phone evidence that the state has of Zane Killian. He is the accused that the state now alleges pinged the cell phone of Detective Charles Kinnear more than 2,400 times. There's also the pinging of Cape Town defense attorney William Booth. He survived the hit on his life in April last year, John. So Zane Killian is also linked to that case. So all the charges, the men faces a long list of charges that has now all been consolidated on one charge sheet here at the Blue Downs Court. And we do expect more details actually now with regard to the state's case to start coming forward from next week.
And Kevin, the sort of atmosphere there, I mean, Nafis Modak, I don't think he's ever been found guilty of anything. He's implicated in a lot of things that have to do with the criminal underworld and the world of gangs in and around Cape Town, but he's not yet, to my knowledge, been found guilty of anything. But he's thought to be a huge player. So was there, you know, a lot of extra security, a lot of public interest in this?
Definitely so, John, and that is also something that the defense objected to. We had a lot of at least 10 heavily armed anti-gang unit members inside the courtroom, outside the court barbed wire, as well as the police in Yala station outside with more police members on the outside. The state at one stage requested whether or not this extensive security is actually needed. And they today refer to it once again, with one of the defense attorneys saying that the state is very much trying to prove to court at this stage already that the accused in the dock is a threat, that they are dangerous, that they're already trying to insinuate that the man is dangerous, and once again questioned why this is needed, John. So, yes, very tight security, and we do expect that to remain the case through throughout the trial, matter now starting next week. There's also some of Nafis Modak's supporters who on a regular occasion, come to court saying that he's being framed, They also say that he gives a lot back to some of the poor communities here in Cape Town, and that is something that the prosecutors are not aware of. Also saying that there's a lot of corruption within the police service itself, and that is why they now wanting to pin this on one person, and that is Nafees Modak, here before the Blue Downs Court, John.
Kevin Brunt of Eyewitness News, thank you very much indeed.